All right, 7:24. We got a lot coming up on the draft tonight. The Sixers. We got experts. Don't go anywhere. First, though, I do want to tackle what's going on with the Phillies, and I want to do it with a special man. Rhea, during the break, there, yes. I did a little research, and I can now announce.
Yes.
Doc, the Life of Roy Halladay book written by Mr. Todd Zielecki is the number one bestseller on Amazon.
It's worth it. It's a great, great book.
All right, now, there's one thing about that. They have this little banner that says number one bestseller. I'm not making this up. I showed it to Josie. It says number one bestseller in Ontario Travel Guides.
Yes. It does.
Here, travel guide author Todd Zielecki. Hi, Todd.
You didn't know that I knew that much about Ontario, did you?
Do you know what it's ahead of? You know what number two is?
What?
Castles and Cottages of Ontario.
All right, Todd, how did you get number one in Ontario Travel Guides?
You know what? It's just my breadth of research of the entire Ontario area, I think, put me up there. It's so bizarre, these rankings that they have for Amazon. I really don't understand how they come up with them.
But let me give you one other ranking. There are 233 ratings for Todd's book, and you almost never see this.
Five stars.
He's got the full five stars.
Yeah.
Almost everyone that read it, me included, says it's awesome.
And it's also listed as the most wished for book in Canada for Christmas.
It is.
Yes.
Todd, seriously.
I like that.
Like, you're making money now, huh? You're getting big checks.
I'm doing okay. I wish I would have signed a literary agent before.
Something tells me he's getting ripped off somewhere. Yeah. All right, Todd, let's get to what's going on with the Phillies because it's very bizarre what has happened in the past week or so. Suddenly, reports everywhere that now the Phillies are actively seeking somebody to replace Andy McPhail. What changed?
I think what changed is they're sitting there and they are watching the Angels hire a GM. They watched the Marlins hire a GM. And quite frankly, I think a lot of people in the Phillies watched that press conference last week with the new Mets owner, Steve Cohen, and President Sandy Alderson, and they just clean house in that front office, and they're going, oh, man, we better get it together. We can't just sit around and wait. You know, John Middleton and Andy McPhail both said that their search could go into 2021, maybe beyond the 2021 season or through the 2021 season. I think they finally realized that we cannot wait. We can't punt. We can't punt on 2021 with Bryce Harper and Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola all in their primes. Now, of course, if they hire somebody in the next few weeks, you'll say that, you know, the media and everybody had it wrong, that we were always being aggressive and we just said it might take some time and, you know, we found the guy we wanted and we always said that. But I do think that they were planning to slow play this and now they are picking up the pace.
Well, they were definitely slow playing it. Playing it as far as I could tell. But here's the thing. This now is in direct contrast to a comment made recently by the president of the Phillies, Andy McPhail. Listen.
Who's going to want to uproot in the middle of a pandemic?
Todd, did Middleton finally realize that that was ridiculous?
Yeah, you know, I never really totally believed that anyway. You know, I thought that was just a way to say right now we have Matt Klentak at a contract for the next 2 years. Andy's a big supporter of Ned Rice. I think, you know, my personal feeling is that he kind of wants to put him in a position to succeed. So whenever they did hire a president of baseball operations, they say, listen, I really think you should keep Ned on the job as GM. He's done a great job for us, kind of, you know, bridging the gap here. But I never really believed that they weren't going to do it because they didn't think anybody would move. But, again, like once the Angels hired somebody, once the Marlins hired Kim Ng, that just totally went out the window. And like I don't know if I said this to you the last time we talked to Angelo, but if you take a general manager or somebody in baseball and you offer them $5 million to come to the Phillies in the middle of a pandemic, they're gonna find a way to come here. You know, like the Sixers, right? Sixers are the local example. If somebody offers me $5 million in the middle of a pandemic, I'm picking up my family and I'm moving.
All right, listen, Todd, we here at the WIP Boarding Show have done our own extensive search, and we're ready to spend even more than $5 million. We have decided on Theo Epstein to run our baseball team. Is that a pipe dream?
You know, I tend to think that it is a pipe dream only based off of what Theo has told people right now, which is he does not want to get back into baseball immediately. He wants to sit out the next year. Now, money always talks. People can always change their mind. Perhaps John Middleton can talk to Theo and offer him so much money, offer him an ownership stake in the Phillies to change his mind. But I tend to think that that's not going to happen. And that's it, but that's really intriguing, Angela, right? Because Theo is fantastic. He's a future Hall of Famer. And do you sit there and go, should we just try to see if we can get him next year? But to me, that's such a huge gamble. Because, again, you would be keeping the same leadership group in place for another year, which could be terribly costly to the future of this organization. And then what happens if you wait and you don't get Theo? What if he goes somewhere else? Or what if he says, you know what, I don't want to get back into baseball as much as I thought I would?
Yeah, I'm not waiting a year.
Right.
I'm going to tell you why. Because I need McPhail out today. You understand? I have had so much of enough of that shyster. That guy has stolen money for 5 years in this town, Todd, and I'm sick of him. And here's what I'm trying. The one name that seems to have some feasibility is Michael Hill, who is 18 years in the Marlins organization. Is he a possibility?
Yeah, I think he's a possibility. He's going to be interviewed this week. He helped rebuild the Marlins. You know, they I remember several years ago they signed like Jose Reyes and a bunch of other guys, and then that kind of blew up on him. But he's helped them rebuild. You know, they traded Giancarlo Stanton, Christian Yelich, JT Realmuto, Marcell Ozuna. He traded all those guys, and they got enough good pieces back. Novel concept, I guess, right? And they got to the playoffs this year, and they look like they should be set up for some success down the road. He's a possibility. I'm intrigued by Brian Sabian, the former Giants executive. You know, he helped them win. He kind of built their three World Series teams. He's kind of that mix of – he's more old school than new school. But quite frankly, I think they need somebody like that at the top. It'd be kind of like a checks and balance thing. Like, it can't just be all analytics. You need somebody to step back and go, but does it make sense? I know the numbers say it makes sense, but does this really make sense?
You know, you have ignored completely the recommendation of Andy McPhail of 65-year-old Jim Hendry. You do not see him as a good choice for a youth movement?
It just doesn't seem to make sense to me. To Jim Hendry, like, he's a very highly regarded baseball person. He's had some success in his career. But I think if you're John Middleton right now, you have to shoot higher than that. Shoot for a bigger name, somebody with a longer track record. And again, that's why I went back to Brian Sabian, three-time World Series champion. He makes a lot of sense in that president of baseball operations role, and then you hire somebody else to be his GM.
All right, Todd, free agency has begun. A couple of sightings. Atlanta actually spent $11 million on Drew Smyly, which, wow, that was amazing to me.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. Anything, you hearing anything at all on the Phillies and free agents?
No, I'm not hearing anything on the Phillies and free agents. But you mentioned Drew Smyly, and that's exactly why they have to hire somebody sooner rather than later, because this front office basically said, you know, we're not going to do anything until early next year. So, like, why do we need to hire anybody, right? Like, Ned Rice can sit there and he can add players to the 40-man roster. We're not going to make any moves, so what's the difference? But those players, those complimentary players, Drew Smyly is a number four, number five starter. He would actually been a nice fit for the Phillies next season. Again, you don't want him pitching in Game 7 of the World Series, but you need him to pitch every 5 days to help you get into the playoffs. And the Phillies have not done a good job of finding those complementary pieces. So if you bring in somebody new, he might have identified Drew Smyly and said, you know what, if we can get him for 1 year and $11 million, I think we should do that. That could really help our organization out. That really help the farm system out. There's going to be a lot of bargains coming up in the bullpen. You want somebody new in there that can actually identify good bullpen pieces. You know, it's easy in a sense to go, well, let's re-sign JT Realmuto and Didier Gregorius. You and I can do that if we have the money, but it's a lot harder to find the sixth, seventh, eighth inning relievers and the fourth outfielder and the bench players that actually help round out this team so they can get to the playoffs.
All right, finally, 10 years from now, Todd, you've already got three bestsellers. You've got Ontario Travel Guide. You've got a Travel Guide of Tokyo. A lot of travel guides out there. And the name Andy McPhail comes up. How will we remember that man?
I think it will just be 5 years of nothing. It'll be a disappointment. He came in with such high expectations, right? Very highly regarded. And I think the thing that people might say about him after this time is gone is that, you know, he kind of came in, hired Matt Klentak and stepped too far away from the day-to-day activities and you know, didn't really guide this organization like I think John Middleton needed him to.
That'd be a great book. 5 Years of Nothing by Tom Lucky. God, that's a great title for your next book.
That'll beat the Alberta travel guy.
Yeah.
Hey, what about it? Read this book. If you don't, you don't.
That would be the quote right there, right?
Seriously, your success. It's called Doc. By the way, it would be an awesome Christmas gift.
Thank you.
It is highly questioned. Seriously. It's such a good book, Todd. You're
Thanks.
Wasting your time with the day-to-day stuff. Just start writing books, Todd. It's
Get a better one. Agent, too.
I love
yeah,
it.
I know. I need an agent. Oh, my God.
You need an agent. Todd, congratulations. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, guys.
Todd Zalecki with some very interesting insights into what's going on with the Phillies. We're going to come back, take some of your phone calls. I want to work into what Colin Cowherd said when he wasn't butchering my
name
about how important coaching is to the success of players in the NFL. Because what you see right now is a fail, and I can prove it. All I need to cite is Sidney Jones.
Yeah.
Sidney Jones is a great player, which is what we thought we were getting when he was drafted in the second round here. Mm-hmm. All he had to do was leave Jim Schwartz and those coaches.
Yeah.
And then he suddenly became good. That amazing? Mm-hmm. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time, 736.